Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Animal Jam. Today, you're going to learn about animals. Might I ask who is here to talk about animals with me?
I'm here, the host, Alex.
Hello. Anyone else?
Maybe.
Oh no. Is that the yo 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 yo? What's
it
up, everybody?
Maybe.
Who was that?
I don't know.
What was his name?
What was his name?
I heard baby.
Baby.
Yeah.
Baby bot.
Nobody puts baby bot in the corner.
Oh no.
Do you guys have sex with a robot?
Me personally, no.
Do I have to answer that question honestly?
Yeah, you do.
No.
I would.
I'm not saying I wouldn't. I'm just saying I haven't.
You just said no. You just said you would.
I thought you said if I did or not.
No, I said would you?
Oh. Yeah, probably not still.
You just said that you would say you weren't saying you wouldn't. What? You can make up your mind.
I'll do it.
Okay, me too. We should DP a robot. Does a vacuum count?
Do you have a vacuum with
multiple... Does it have enough robot parts in it?
I have a vacuum that I've made an extra hole in. Don't ask me why.
Oh.
Okay. Extra suction.
I need maximum suction.
You can clean two things at once.
Yeah, exactly.
Or two
dicks. Yeah, okay. You know, it's, you know what I'm about.
Right. Just trying to keep your dick clean.
Yeah, it's very hard to get clean. My foreskin is disgusting.
Right.
And I love having
the
foreskin.
Regular soap? Do you use liquid soap? What kind
on
of
my
soap
foreskin?
Do you use? Yeah.
I switch back and forth. I'm very particular in the shower. I'm afraid that I'm afraid that Tia is going to get used to my smell. And she's not going to like the way I smell. She's going to be like, oh, it's the same smell. And she's not going to pick up the soap. So I change soaps a lot. I have like a bar of Dial soap. And sometimes I use a bar of Dove soap. And then sometimes I use a squeeze, you know, like gel soap of Old Spice or something. And I use them interchangeably so that my scent is always fresh.
That's a pretty good idea. I have a question.
Yeah.
Have either of you ever sat in the shower?
Yes.
Absolutely. 100%. All
right, cool.
It's a very relaxing thing to do.
It is like the most relaxing thing. I had a waterproof case on my phone, and the only time it ever went under the water was when I was sitting in the shower.
I have a great story about sitting in the shower, actually.
All
right. Oh, I'd like to hear that.
When we were in State College, at Penn State, I came home one night very late. It was maybe 4 o'clock in the morning. Opened the door. And I hear the shower running. So I go to the bathroom and I see the shower door is cracked open. I open the door and I pull the curtain aside and there's Andy laying in the shower like it's a bed, just straight up cupping his balls, pretty much sleeping.
Taking an old shower nap.
Yep. It was awesome. It's one of my favorite memories.
Yeah, that's how... There was a lot of memories in that apartment.
Yeah.
That bathroom took a beating. Are you okay? Oh, Jesus Christ, dude.
You killed him with your joke.
Listeners, that wasn't a joke.
No, you killed him with your joke.
He can never die. Guys, we just passed 4 minutes and 20 seconds, so let's celebrate. I'm going to butt chug a gallon of THC.
I'm just
going to
light a lighter over and over so it sounds like I'm doing something.
I was mid-sipping my coffee when you made me remember those violent days.
You're having Jamaican coffee. That's where you put weed in it.
Nah, man. Just regular old coffee, man. Dark roast,
Jamaican
man.
Jamaican coffee. That's pretty cool. Dark roast
from Dunkin' Donuts.
Going a little Italian there. It's a me getting the dark roast from the. I don't know where.
Yeah, it's I want the ganja.
Pasta fagioli, pasta, pizza.
Hey, come over here, we're gonna smoke the marijuana.
What do you mean, are you gonna smoke the marijuana?
There was a couple times when I sat down in the shower. It's pretty. It feels good.
Mm-hmm.
It's like. I don't like sitting in water for a bath. Only because I'm afraid of it. So I like to just have the water hit me in the face. It's a refreshing burst of water, like I'm in a water park.
When I redo the bathroom in my house, definitely putting a seat in it.
You're redoing the bathroom in your house?
Well, I plan on it.
You're going to put a seat in it?
Hell yeah.
I hope there's seats in this in the bathroom at the cabin we're going to.
Is there?
I said I hope so.
I hope so, too. I'm going to sit there. I'm going to watch you take a dump. You're going to watch me take a dump.
Why would you be taking a dump? One of us would have to be in the shower.
Well, I don't know. I'm probably going to eat a bunch of mushrooms and...
Run the water.
I'm going to have to use the toilet.
Yeah, we're going to go fucking tripping out, bro.
So how about... Oh, this is a good story. So I'm riding around with my buddy in the car, in the police vehicle, and...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just gave away my identity. Anyway,
you want me to edit it out?
No, it's fine.
Great.
So we're driving around and we get talking about college and I brought that up about the whole mushroom thing and then my buddy goes, oh wait, why is this thing recording?
No way!
You gotta be kidding me right now.
Oh no!
Our in car camera was recording.
Oh cool.
We played it back and it like actually I don't know why like it's. They're really weird. Sometimes they randomly turn on, and we played it back because you're able to replay it pretty much right after you record it, and it kind of catches it right in the middle of the conversation, so kind of doesn't really know what you're talking about, but if you're not an idiot, you kind of do know what they're talking about, but
okay,
no one's going to watch it. It doesn't really matter. It was absolutely hilarious, though, because out of all the times we could have been talking about anything in the car... We talk You're about that recorded. Particular subject, and it starts recording. Yeah.
That's fucking awesome, dude. Oh, shit. Well, I guess we should talk about an animal or two.
Oh, really? I thought that was the end of the podcast.
I was thinking about ending it, but I said, you know what? Let's extend this biz.
Okay.
I'm in. Or two.
Yeah, we usually only do about a 10-minute podcast anyway, so let's stretch it out a little bit.
I wasn't prepared for this. I only slotted in 10 minutes into my schedule.
Okay. He wrote down on a piece of paper, talk about sitting in the shower, and then that was he's like, that's all I got. Damn.
Can I go first?
Absolutely.
Yeah, all right. Go for it.
Well, you two people and all of our listeners are going to be learning about penguins today.
I've been doing this thing where I try and make noises on Audacity so that the pattern of my voice, you know, like the wavelength or whatever, looks like a cock and balls.
That's awesome.
But it's not, it doesn't really work. This is the closest I get.
I like watching it too. I just stare at it the whole time while we're recording.
I know. It looks so fucking goofy. Oh, so Matt, you want to talk? Did you want to talk about an animal?
Yeah, penguins.
All right. I like penguins.
All right, good.
I like Cobblepot.
Cobblepot.
Penguin.
All right, cool. So penguins are flightless.
Who's your favorite Batman villain?
I'm not a DC guy, but if I had to pick, I guess it'd be the Penguin.
The Penguin.
Hold the phone
same,
right
dude.
Now. You're not
same.
A DC it's... guy?
I'm a Marvel guy.
Oh, my God.
My favorite?
Yeah, everybody's a Marvel guy now because of the movies.
Excuse me, no. Spider-Man has been my favorite superhero since Tobey Maguire, so you can go suck a ruck.
Spider-Man's a bitch. The only true superhero.
Batman's a bitch, too.
I respect both of your opinions, but I politely disagree.
The Dark Knight is the best superhero movie ever made.
You might be right about that.
I'm sure it is to you, and that's good enough for me.
I exclusively dislike superheroes that are in popular media. Only because of that. So I like Booster Gold. He's just a guy from the future with a lot of high-tech equipment.
Cool.
Yeah, he's cooler than Iron Man and lesser known, so that's why he's my favorite.
Yeah. I did like
Iron
Man.
Plus, he's a cool name. Yeah, we went to see Iron Man together.
Yeah.
You remember that?
That was surprisingly good.
It was amazing. I loved it when it first came out. And that guy's in it, Jeff Bridges. Isn't he in it? He's the bad guy.
Jeff Bridges.
And he has that line. He's like, Tony Stark made a suit in a cave with a box of scraps. And they pulls his asshole out. That movie was pretty good.
We're 10 minutes in. We have yet to say anything about animals.
No, we talked about the Penguin, the best DC, the best Batman villain of all time.
Yeah. Next, we're up to Alex. Alex, what?
Yeah, what's your animal, Alex?
I did the Penguin. So they're a flightless bird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone interrupt me, please.
All right. They're a flightless bird, but they are avid swimmers. The fastest species of penguin, known as the Gentoo penguin, can swim up to speeds of 22 miles per hour.
Is that Japanese penguin?
That's pretty fast.
Gentoo Harakusaki Penguino.
There are exactly 17 species of penguins, and they are all only native to the southern hemisphere.
So there's no penguins on the North Pole is what you're telling me.
That's what I'm telling you.
So my whole life has been a lie.
The southern hemisphere is technically the north if you're looking at it upside down. So yeah, you're wrong.
Okay, good.
All right. So
there are penguins on the North Pole.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Because, you know, it's
13 of which of these species of penguins are unfortunately listed as threatened or endangered species.
Oh, no.
What a bunch of pussies.
All right, Alec.
They can't even stick up for themselves.
Very uncharacteristic of you.
You know what? I saw that movie, Happy Feet. It was about a retarded penguin.
Okay.
I like that movie.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
When I go to the zoo, hanging out, I always spend an extra couple minutes hanging out with the penguins because they're just fun to watch. They just waddle around.
It's amazing how bad they are at walking and how good they are at swimming.
Yeah.
Like Michael
honestly.
Phelps.
Yeah. It's like he's not meant to be out of the water.
No.
All right, I got some more penguin information for you guys.
Light it up. Mm-hmm.
So this is a very high energy show so far. We're like really bringing the heat.
So penguins are not sexually dimorphic, meaning male and female look exactly alike. Whether or not this is... Go ahead.
I'm going to ban that fact next time because we've been really anchoring on it. The dimorphic thing.
Yeah, but these ones are not sexually dimorphic.
Yeah, but, you know.
I only said this so I could say this joke that you interrupted me about.
I didn't interrupt you. You were done talking. I stepped in.
Whether or not this has resulted in many awkward penguin nights is yet to be discovered. Somebody interrupted me. So.
That was your joke?
Yeah.
The thing about jokes, Matthew, is that you've never said one in your entire life.
Because you are one. Oh,
no. Oh, no. You guys got me.
He has a fucking sick burn. Burned you.
Let me go get some stitches.
We owned you.
Hey, so
we
I got a question about penguins.
Yeah, go ahead. What's your question?
So what's the difference between the penguins? Excuse me, the penguins with the with the cool hairdos.
Under control.
I'm sorry.
Okay? This is an audio exclusively thing.
Listen, don't.
If you're gonna be coughing
on
the mic, I don't make noises into the mic.
Yo,
I didn't mean to.
Yo,
it was mid sentence.
Stop.
Yes.
What's with this unfair interrogation you got going on with Keith? I don't like this, Keith. We need to rise up.
Do you want
to
be interrogated?
That's it.
Do you want to be interrogated?
I want to be. I want to be washboarded. I want to be interrogated. I want to be tortured. You ain't gonna get nothing out of me.
Do you have batteries? Can you shock my nipples?
I think you meant to say waterboarded.
Waterboarded.
That'd be an incredible joke. You said you want to be washboarded.
Yep. Well, I want to be that too.
Shit. Yeah, that's fucking cool. Damn. Yeah, I would love to be interrogated.
Yeah. Anyway,
tortured a little bit.
Matthew was trying to explain this to me.
The emperor penguins?
Yeah, that's it.
They're the tallest species. I don't know why they have crazy hairdos.
Because they know what's good. They like...
Yeah.
They came from the 90s and they never looked back, man.
Yeah, I wish we were still in the 90s, dude. You guys remember Linkin Park's first album?
Yeah. I remember when you introduced me to that. That was tight.
They were good.
That was
I
tight.
I got that CD.
Yeah.
But listen to this. This is back when CD burning first became a thing, and my friend Jeremy Ladner burned me the Hybrid Theory disc. And I would like, if the FBI is listening, I want you to please arrest Jeremy for that. It was a cool thing that he did for me, but it was wrong of him.
He was illegal.
I listened to Hybrid Theory 1 million times.
Yeah, it's good. I listened to it last night. It's like legitimately.
What's your favorite song?
Oh, that's a hard one. There's so many good ones. I really like, I don't know, Faint maybe, In the End, Crawl. I mean, Crawling and In the End are,
yeah.
I mean, they're staples, but even the other ones like Faint and stuff. I don't know, is Faint even on that album? Or is that on Meteora?
I haven't listened to anything past the first album of any band. If your first album is not 65 songs long and the most incredible piece of music, I'm not listening to.
Yeah, well, bummer for those bands.
Yeah. Matthew, do you like Linkin Park?
Oh, Hybrid Theory is my favorite album.
You're just saying that because we said it and you want to fit in.
No, I'm saying that because
it's true. Let's get them, Keith. Let's get them.
I can name,
beat you up.
I can give you my favorite song.
Yeah, what is it?
It's In the End.
Crawling in the End. That's a good one.
It doesn't even matter.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a good-ass song, dude. I love Linkin Park. I like when they used to have a DJ, and then they were like...
Mr. Hahn.
They're like, we're not going to do that shit anymore. But that was the best part, because that was...
He's still in the band.
Nah, dude. No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
They don't do that cool 90s shit anymore.
They don't. You're right. They don't do that, but he is still absolutely in the band.
I think you're onto something here. The best thing about the Penguins is that they're a very 90s animal, which is the best decade so far.
By far the best decade. All the stuff happened in the 90s.
They're actually, like, I'm pretty sure they predate dinosaurs.
Penguins?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They found, like, fossils that are from like, 600 million years ago.
Damn, what,
600 million billion years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, like, a very ancient version of penguins. But
hundreds
penguins.
And hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years ago. Pangan.
Pangan? Is that the beginning of our documentary?
Yeah, I just started it. I'm doing voiceover work. That was actually for the new Penguin movie they're shooting. I'm doing a voice for it.
I have more here, but we're like 18 minutes in, so...
Talk about this dumbass penguin.
Reel it off, bro.
Alright, so penguins dive to find their food. Whether or not are penguin dive bars is yet to be discovered.
Oh. These jokes are very bad.
But we do.
These jokes are bad.
But we do know.
You can get kicked off the fucking podcast.
But we do know that in a single dive, larger penguins can snag up to around 30 fish in a single
dive.
That's
pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Dive, dive, dive.
The reason that they're so good in the water is that their feathers
are. Why was that nice?
Because it was good.
Why?
Because Keith said it.
What were you doing, Keith?
I just yelled dive.
Oh, I thought
I don't know.
I thought it was a Reaper reference. Dive,
I don't,
dive, dive.
That's not what he sounds like.
I was actually doing a submarine captain. Dive, dive,
yeah,
dive.
That's what I thought. You were doing Command and Conquer, visual thing. Wasn't Tim Curry in that one Command and Conquer game?
Yeah, he was.
He was pretty cool.
By the way, Tim Curry
played the penguin in that Batman movie.
Which Batman movie?
The one where he's dressed up like a clown. The one where him and Batman kiss.
Oh, yeah, that one. Okay.
The best Batman movie.
That one, I think that one's before my time.
It's called Batman Kama Sutra.
Okay.
It's pretty good. There's a... it's not a sexual maneuver. It's more like a trick that you can do with your scrotum called the Batwing.
Okay.
Has anyone ever heard of that?
The Batwing, did you say?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that one.
You've never heard of it? Because I'm pretty sure I have a video of you saying Batwing and stretching your ball skin out.
No, that's the brain.
No, that's different. That's when you hold it like tightly. I could have swore you said the Batwing, but...
I don't think it was
who
me.
Who knows?
I know all of my maneuvers. I don't think that's one of them. I don't think that's in my repertoire.
You have the Venus flytrap. I don't know what that one is, but you shouted it a lot when your balls were out.
How does it...
My balls are out right now. I have to air them out.
You have to air sometimes, them out at least yeah. once a day.
No, they get really filled up. If I don't empty them like every 45 minutes, I just start leaking.
out of where? Your balls or?
No, dude. They're not. There's not like a membrane there. I have tough, very tough, dense ball skin. It just pushes so much load out that it's like it leaks. That's why I do it at work.
Oh, that's what you were doing when I was trying to buy whatever it is at the store that you work
yeah.
at. Sells
lumber.
Oh, no. I was keeping it a secret for his identity, his purpose.
Nobody heard.
What other penguin facts you got here? Lay them out to us.
So the reason that they're such good swimmers is that their feathers are waterproof, so they have to take very good care of them. However, once a year, penguins molt, and unlike most birds, they lose all their feathers at once. This means that they can't go into the ocean where they find all their food for possible weeks at a time. Mm. A penguin can lose half their body weight in this process, but whether or not it fixes the penguin's body image is yet to be discovered.
Don't penguins, and I apologize if I'm blowing up one of your facts here, but don't penguins have more feathers than any other bird?
Yes, that's absolutely true.
All right, good. Yeah, absolutely, 100%.
I'm they like have more 99% feathers. Sure,
they have
that's
more,
true.
Each one penguin has more feathers than there are atoms in the universe.
Yeah,
I read that.
Just wrap that around your head for a minute.
I think Stephen Hawking said that, right?
Probably. Yeah. He's a guy, right?
Penguin?
What does he sound like? Penguin?
I'm not going to do a Stephen Hawking impression.
Why not?
It feels offensive.
He's like, I fucking love penguins.
Penguins are probably the sexiest of the birds.
No, dude, you are completely wrong.
What are you going to say, like a flamingo?
But kingfisher?
I don't even know.
The bald eagle's pretty yeah. dope looking.
All right, shut up with your patriotism, Keith.
I'm an American, and that's all I have to say.
Look up a picture of a kingfisher.
I'm already looking up a picture of a kingfisher.
Tell me it's not the sexiest bird you've ever seen.
I would say that it's got some good looks, but I would say it's not as sleek as the penguin.
Oh, wow.
There are a million other birds sexier than the penguin. I would fuck a toucan.
The kingfisher
exactly.
is handsome.
Look, I told you guys I like birds. You're going to try and call me out, act like I don't like them and shit?
Bro, are you an ornithologist?
Fuck both of you, dude. Except you, Keith. You're pretty chill. Fuck you, Matt, you bitch.
fuck the kingfisher.
Fuck you. Penguins are ugly as shit.
Alex, are you an ornithologist?
I don't know what that means.
Alex,
you're a bird watcher.
Dude, I'm a hornithologist, you know what I mean?
What do you mean?
I study horniness.
Are ya?
In myself.
Oh, in yourself.
69.
That is?
To answer your question.
That is how horny I am right now.
So, are you done?
Can I give a quick shout out?
No, the answer is yes.
You can't
done.
Do a shout out unless you win.
Keith,
go. It's a really good shout out.
No, it's not.
All right.
No, it's not. Oh, speaking of the 90s that we spoke about 10 minutes ago, do you guys remember downloading cool shit on Napster and Kazaa?
Yeah, you would always download a song and it would only be like the first 67 seconds of it.
I have a really interesting story about this. One time me and my friend Chris Perez were downloading something on Kazaa. And we were trying to download, I think, either Britney Spears or Jennifer Lopez nude pictures. Mm. And
a classic
so we downloaded
90s
it.
Move.
And this is what used to happen all the time. We're like Jennifer Lopez nudies. So we download it, and we're like, oh, it's a video. Let's watch it. And it was just a snuff film.
Oh, yes, I remember this.
We were completely tricked into watching a woman in a chair getting shot with a gun. And I was like, oh, God, I'm in seventh grade.
Yeah.
And I think that you know, says a lot about me and my development.
Napster,
yeah, that's where it all went downhill.
Napster and Kazaa, mm-hmm. is that like LimeWire?
Yeah,
Kazaa
but
and LimeWire
people,
are like identical.
I used LimeWire when I was younger.
You know what was cool though? You used to find all these weird ass songs. Like speaking of Linkin Park as well, I used to hear. There was this used to be a song. You know, on the first album of Linkin Park, there's A Place for My Head. There's another version of that song, but they there's different lyrics. It's the same music but different lyrics.
Is it the reanimation version?
No, I found it on Napster when it first came out.
Napster.
Yeah, and I can't remember. I'm trying to find. It's called Esau. Now I remember. Oh. I wonder if they have it anywhere. Esaul. It was the same thing, but they had different lyrics. It's very interesting. It was like an early version.
Yeah, that's pretty dope. It's always cool when you get like those B-sides and stuff.
And so, like, the chorus is the same, I think, or it's similar. It's like, I wanna be living in another place. But, like, the main part is not the same.
Right,
and it's
right.
very interesting, because I found it exclusively on Napster, just, like, randomly. I was like, let me download some Linkin Park. Mm-hmm. And then 45 minutes later, after one MP3 downloaded, I was like, this isn't even the right fucking song.
Yeah.
But you didn't know at the time, because the internet was a baby. So, Keith, I think it's your turn.
Okay, cool. You guys want to learn about the muskrat?
Sure.
Yes, yeah.
All right, so here we go. Why did the muskrat go to the 7-year-old's birthday party?
Go ahead, Alex.
I don't know.
Because it wanted to get some hot, nasty 7-year-old ass.
Oh. Did you make that joke up?
No. I wish. Actually, there's a note here that says this is in no way a pedophilia joke because the average lifespan of a muskrat is only 3 to 4 years. If anything, the 7-year-old would be taking advantage of the muskrat.
What a setup.
What a setup.
Yeah, you just turned a 7-year-old into a sexual predator. That was a really good joke.
All right, muskrats are medium-sized, semi-aquatic rodents that are native to North America. Bet you didn't know that.
No, I know literally nothing of them.
I don't even know what a muskrat is.
They look they're very similar to like beavers and gophers. And
oh,
stuff.
I like beavers.
Yeah, I like beavers a lot.
I love beaver, my man.
Muskrats are excellent swimmers. The reason that they're excellent swimmers.
Hold on, backpedal. What was that? What did you just do?
I did a little.
What was that voice?
I was doing my West Virginia voice a little bit there.
How was that? Go ahead with that. I want to flesh that out a little bit.
All right. Well, muskrats are excellent swimmers. You see, they have here webbed back feet, that is. They have laterally flattened tails, and they can hold.
I really like the idea of a West Virginia hick talking scientifically. You're
yeah.
onto something here. Keep going.
What I found very fascinating about the muskrat is that they can hold their breath for 15 to 20 minutes. And what's even cooler about muskrats is they can swim forward and backwards. So wrap your head around that for a minute, folks.
Yo, did you guys ever try and swim backwards? I used to do it in people's pools all the time. It's extremely difficult.
Yeah, when I read this about the muskrat, I thought to myself, I've never once in my life tried to swim backward.
I have, because I'm a lunatic.
It's a very slow process.
Yeah, it's really just like it's counterintuitive. It feels like you're taking it doggy style, and you want your partner to feel good, and you're pushing back against them.
That's what I was thinking.
What I imagine it would feel like, you know?
Absolutely.
I'm guessing what that feels like, you know? I don't have first-hand experience with it, so how could I know?
I got another muskrat joke for you guys. Are you ready?
I like these jokes.
I don't think I'll ever be ready.
How much does
he's
a muskrat
like? What did the muskrat say to the 8-year-old that he was having sex with? Stop raping me.
No. How much does a muskrat weigh?
About 69 pounds.
Close. But the actual answer is one-third as much as an animal or an inanimate object that weighs two-thirds more than that particular muskrat.
What the fuck? Where the fuck are you getting these jokes from?
I don't know. The internet.
Did
you write these?
You could say that about anything.
No, you couldn't. That's exclusively muskrat material.
Yeah, it's all about the muskrat, buddy.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All about the muskrat.
Muskrats mate underwater.
Ooh.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, now we're getting into the nitty-gritty, baby.
Yeah, they're aquatic when and they like to, you know, get it on underwater. Yeah.
Oh, who doesn't?
Have you ever tried that?
Getting it on underwater?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, dude.
Fully submerged, like.
Yeah, head to toe.
Head to toe.
Mm-hmm. Does it count if you're wearing scuba gear?
Yeah, of course
I think
it
you'd
does.
Have to be.
No, I've done it both. Using scuba gear is what I call protection.
Ooh.
I'll give you a
if I don't have,
six out of
if
10.
If I don't have my wetsuit on, you know?
I'll give that one a 4 out of 10.
I'm going to give you a fucking black eye.
I'm going to give you a kiss on the face.
I'm going to kiss you back, you fucking asshole.
Excuse me?
You heard what I said, bitch.
I'm telling you, my mother was right about you.
Damn, I'm so hungry.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Why don't muskrats wear perfume or cologne?
Oh, God. Why?
I don't know.
It would hinder their natural musk.
Are they? Oh, no, I just got it, too.
You got it?
I legitimately like that one.
That actually good.
Wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
I'll give that an 8 out of 10.
Okay, I'll take
stop,
it.
Stop ranking these, please.
3 out of 10.
Stop.
All right. So, baby muskrats are called kits, and they are born hairless and blind.
Like mole rats. Wait, no, all mole rats are blind, right?
What's a mole rat?
We haven't talked
Don't
about
you
it
just
yet,
mean
so
like
it
a
doesn't
mole?
Exist. I don't know. What's a mole rat now that I think about it?
It's just not a real thing.
Mole
okay,
rats
what else you got?
Because
I'm ready to talk about a really cool animal.
Oh, dude, I got so much more information to toss at you. You don't even know. But oh first, before I do that, how many dead muskrats does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Oh, my God. 10.
There's no answer for this one. It's just left blank.
Why did you do this?
All right, no, for serious now, I do have...
Yeah, how much is it? How much does it cost to get to give a muskrat a blowjob?
69.
A muskrat prostitute a blowjob.
69.
If you muskrat, you can't afford it.
That was a good one. Did you just make that up on
Thanks.
The spot?
Yeah, I did. I did just make
that. That's good.
How would I have had that in my pocket, Keith?
I don't know.
I didn't know
you
were doing
jokes. Do you
have
the internet at your disposal?
No.
All right. So I do have to bring one thing to light that okay. is very important, and this is for serialness right now.
Yeah.
Muskrat fur is used commercially. Bad.
How fucking dare they?
How dare they? Here's what's
How
even worse.
Yeah.
They take muskrat fur and they dye it to resemble more expensive fur, like Hudson
who's,
seal and river
mink. Who's doing this?
Bad, bad people.
We should start a hashtag.
A GoFundMe, yeah. Hashtag GoFundMe.
We should start a GoFundMe. Need you guys to donate to our GoFundMe. It goes directly into my bank account, but I promise you I'm using it for good purposes.
Muskrat saviorness.
Yeah, I'm going to help out these muskrats, these poor muskrats. I'm going to buy up every piece of fur that they have just so I can dispose of it safely and get a proper burial for these guys.
Yeah.
Keith,
so a muskrat walks into a bar. Bartender asks, what'll you have? Muskrat orders 17 shots of whiskey and drinks them over the next 70 minutes. The muskrat dies of alcohol poisoning since it only weighs 3 pounds.
These aren't jokes.
I know, that was anymore. More like a statement. Least, I don't know why that's even in here.
At least we finally figured out how much the muskrat weighs.
Yeah.
3 pounds.
I've been wondering. Can it why? Be my turn?
No, I got a couple more things I need to say.
Whatever animal
Keith,
Alex has
doing?
Is born, pretty much.
What the fuck are you doing, Keith?
All right, fine, I'll skip the jokes. That's why I
no,
told you.
No, I love it. This is a great bit. Keep going.
Okay, one more joke, since you guys okay. are dying for it.
Okay.
Why don't muskrats like beavers?
Oh, no.
Who doesn't like beavers?
Because being a muskrat isn't a choice. Oh man.
Oh shit, dude. I love beavers.
I guess by extension,
I'm gonna start calling. So you know how beaver is slang for vagina, and that's what I'm getting at when I say I love beaver.
I got it.
I think we should start. We should start calling it muskrat.
Muskrat. No. Yeah, you can't, because I'm about to give you the Urban Dictionary for muskrat.
All right.
Yeah. Actually, believe it or not, there was a lot of really good muskrats on Urban Dictionary. This was number 4. I thought this was the best one, and so I have to give a shout out to Rockcock 555555 because he put this one in here. And,
cool.
And a muskrat is a small penis that is overpowered by the bush that it surrounds. When a man's pubes are more impressive than their penis.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like that one.
That's a good one. Matthew, how do you feel about your muskrat? Tiny dicked little dude. You still there, Matthew?
Yeah, I dropped my water bottle.
You're really embarrassed about that little dick joke I made about you with your tiny pecker.
Yeah.
You've got a nice beaver, Matt.
Hey, yeah. That's a nice beaver.
I've been taking care of him since I found him in the wild.
Good
thinking. Talking about your vagina.
Oh, yeah, that I also take care of. Mm-hmm. I shaved it. I shaved a little beaver.
Guys,
I'm
going to go. It's my turn.
Okay, fine.
I did the dragonfly.
Lame.
It's fucking cool shit, but I do have some upsetting news. It's not a dragon, and it has nothing in common with a dragon. They just named it that. It's a tiny ass bug.
Can they breathe fire?
Let me tell you something quickly. They cannot breathe fire. I said already they have nothing in common with dragons. So dragonflies are fucking spooky, and they're very complex, but they do. I'm going to talk a little bit about them. It's hard to talk about them, and I'll tell you why. An adult dragonfly's compound eyes have nearly 24,000 ommatidia, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're like these fucked up eyeball poles that some insects have.
Yeah.
That's about as deep as I can go in depth about it without having a degree in biology. So listen to this nerd shit. An ommatidium contains a cluster of photoreceptor cells surrounded by support cells and pigment cells. The outer part of the ommatidium is overlaid with a transparent cornea. Each ommatidium is innervated by one axon bundle, usually consisting of 6 to 9 axons, depending on the number of rhabdomeres.
Dude,
it provides the brain with one picture element. How the fuck can anyone understand that?
You need to stop for a second. You're probably getting all of our female scientist viewers, like, soaking wet.
Yeah.
Their beavers are drooling. Turns out bugs are scientific as fuck, man.
No doubt. I like ommatidies, too.
I do like ommatidies. Ommatidium. So, compound eyes are cool. They're better at alerting insects to the presence of a hunter because they can look in many different directions at the same time, and they're sensitive to the movement of large objects.
I wish I could do that. I want to.
Dragonflies are neat. They have like really cool wings. They have like crazy air movement. I'm sure you've seen them in the air before. And they dart around. They can start and stop on a dime. Mm-hmm. They can actually capture most of their insect prey midair using, you know, this acute vision they have in the highly controlled flight.
Nice.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah, they actually sometimes the bigger dragonflies will feed on tadpoles or small fish. If you can believe that, it's mostly other insects. Yeah, but they have like so many prey since they are bigger, like American kestrels, you know, other falcons, nighthawks, swallows, some species of wasps too will actually find them because you know wasps are devastating.
Yeah, we went over that already.
Yeah. Dragonfly is also the name of an upgrade version of a little butterfly kiss you could do, but you do it to the vagina instead of the mouth.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that one looked like a penis. That was cool.
What? Oh, the way you said how, say it again.
Yeah. Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, that one had like a space in between. Nah, that one didn't work out as good as
gotta
the first
do it,
one.
You got to get a little shout in the beginning. I
yeah.
Oh.
Oh, that one looked like a muskrat.
It's hard to get the burst. The burst. You got to go tiny. Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, that doesn't really look like a dick. It looks like a Rorschach test or something.
So lay some more science on
I'm
me
scared
about these
of
dragonflies.
I'm scared of
dragons. Why are you
dragon?
Scared of
they're
them?
They're so... They're big. I'm scared
of bugs.
They're
big and disgusting.
They're big. Yeah. And loud. They are very loud. And there's lots of
them. They are a little bit spooky.
Yeah, I feel like they're not like when you encounter a bug, like you normally could just swat it away. I feel like there'd be repercussions if I tried to swat away a dragonfly.
Well, they can't really do anything. They'll get up in your face and they'll buzz at you, but they're not gonna. They're like harmless. They eat bugs, dude. They're pretty chill. They have a cool name.
They've got like that long tail, and I'm afraid if I touch it, I'll get hurt somehow.
I've always liked them. I wrote a really cool story about a mechanical dragonfly on my blog. I'm going to use this opportunity to revitalize my career.
Yo, you don't revitalize nothing.
I was going to say the name of the blog, but I guess I should wait until I earn my next shout out to do a plug for myself.
Yeah, you can't be doing that mid show.
Yeah, that's why I stopped myself. Fuck you, dude. I own this show.
All right, what else you got about dragonflies?
That's really it. They're extremely complicated. They have it's too much. There's too much about dragonflies to know. So I went with the very basics, because otherwise it's like, damn, these guys are nuts. Like no one wants to hear about the rest of the stuff. It's like real scientific. Hmm. Yeah. They're pretty chill though. I like them. They look cool. They taste pretty good.
They're a delicacy in.
They're one of the like bugs that I'm not really like. I don't hate them.
Yeah,
they're cool looking. They look neat.
Oh,
I like the way they look.
I was looking at pictures of dragonflies so that I could overcome my fear, but there's this really big picture, very zoomed in, very scary.
Are you having a hard time right now?
Yeah, I'm gonna send it to the chat.
Ooh.
I wish I would. Oh. I wish I would, could be a dragonfly. I want to look at this picture. This is great. The viewers are gonna love this part.
They're all sorts of different colors.
Yeah, that's why they're really neat and cool looking.
You get in the on my page. It was like it took up my entire screen. So
why?
Because it's just like it's like a very high resolution photo.
All right, then. So, I guess, is it time for the Battle Royale?
I guess so. Someone want to do it?
I don't know. We have a pretty abysmal
lineup.
It's
a lackluster. This is a very high energy show.
What do muskrats eat?
Food. Muskrat.
Are they carnivores? Is what I'm saying.
Oh no, they're herbivores, I believe.
Because penguins
do they eat ass?
Penguins are carnivores.
Ooh.
So they've got a little. Go ahead.
I will vote for the penguin on one condition.
Okay.
You have to quit the podcast forever.
Deal.
Oh. Okay, let's replace the fuck out of Matt.
I'll sling my vote towards the Penguin, too. just simply because the Pittsburgh Penguins, shout out to them, because they're back-to-back Stanley Cup champs.
Whoa, we just talked about not doing shout-outs, and now you're doing a shout-out.
He did one earlier, too, to the Urban Dictionary guy.
Well, yeah, I had to give him credit.
I wanted to give credit earlier, and you guys shut that shit
down. No, Matthew, shut the fuck up. You don't do that shit. Stop doing that.
My bad. Well, I had to explain the reason why I was giving the Penguins my vote, too.
I think
that
people would have understood.
I don't think so. I think they needed
That's
to know
fair.
That they were the
That's
two-time
fair.
Stanley Cup champs back-to-back.
I'll allow
five-time
it,
five-time overall.
Stanley champion. We've done beavers on the podcast before. So
that's a nice beaver.
So penguins win.
Have you guys ever seen any of these animals in real life besides a dragonfly and a penguin?
Yeah.
And a muskrat?
Yeah.
No.
I don't think
I've been to mad
muskrat.
Zoos.
That doesn't count.
Oh,
I mean,
I have
like
seen
wild.
Penguins. I've never seen muskrat though.
I don't know if I've seen a muskrat. I probably have.
It turns out the muskrat is more exotic than a penguin.
Yeah. No one wants to look at a muskrat in the zoo.
No, why? They're too corny looking.
Yeah. All right, so the muskrat, the penguin takes it this time.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. That was, eh. All right, Matt, do your dumb shit.
I want to give a shout out first to Karen Lenhart for writing 69 wonderful facts about penguins.
Okay, I like that. That sounds great.
I like that number. I like that number.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's the sex number.
I also want to go ahead and give a shout out to penguins all across the world. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're going
to
go.
Shout out to Sidney Crosby,
like, going
Evgeny
extinct.
Malkin.
They're going extinct.
Why?
Because they're, well, first of all, if you believe in global warming, and then.
What do you mean if you believe in it? It's a real thing.
Of course I believe in global warming.
I don't want to offend anybody.
Now, you offend whoever you want. This is America.
Exactly.
You can say what you want.
We'll back you up.
This is the internet.
This podcast is all about offending people.
And also, they're so sexy.
Yeah, I agree.
You got that right.
I agree.
Penguins are sexy.
They're just not the sexiest.
They're in a way that, like, it's because they walk weird, you know?
They're sexy in a way that, like...
They're waddlers.
They're sexy in the way that, like, your retarded sister is sexy.
Yeah. And the best thing about your retarded sister, you know, having sex with her, is that she won't tell your parents because she doesn't know what's going on.
Right, right. It's a victimless crime, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you.
I like that.
So global warming is pretty cool if it were real.
Yeah.
It's going to kill the penguins.
We need some of that global warming right now. It's so cold.
I know. I'm fucking... dumb you have to be to believe that global warming is fake.
Yeah, fake news.
Yeah. So how about Donald Trump? You guys like him?
He's a guy.
For sure, dude.
Yeah,
we don't actually know that. We don't actually know that. I wonder what his muskrat looks like. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Well, he just had his physical, and he passed with flying colors.
Yeah, that's got to be a lie.
Oh, of course it is.
Cheat.
It's a joke.
There's no way. He's like 6'2 and 250 pounds.
Well,
yeah, they listed him as 6'3 and Obama's 6'1 and they showed a picture of them standing side by side and Obama's taller than him.
It's completely fabricated. Yeah. That's awesome. That's fake news, dude.
It's fake news, sad.
How the tables have turned.
They say he's 6'2 apparently.
Yeah, but that's the thing. He ain't, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, he gets me so mad. I'm gonna join the Marines or something.
Yeah,
that's how mad Donald Trump gets me.
You'd be working for Mad Dog.
It's like, damn, I should have fucking joined the Marines about this shit.
What do you call a doctor in the Navy?
A marine biologist.
God damn it, Keith. What do you call a doctor in the army?
I forget.
A gynecologist.
That's fucking stupid.
Sure, Keith, or sure, Alan. God damn it.
Yeah, you're a loser, dude. You're a fucking idiot.
Oh, no.
you're so dumb, dude.
You're fucking stupid.
I have to go Kyle myself.
That was embarrassing.
Oh, all right. Alex, tell everyone about how you can reach us on social media.
If you want to check out our Facebook, it's facebook.com/AnimalJamPodcast. On Twitter, we're at Animal Jam Show. Or you can email us at AnimalJamPodcast@gmail.com. If you want to check out our back page, you can find us there. We're selling our bodies.
Oh, yeah. Back page, Matt, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Back page.
Back.
Mm-hmm. You guys ever get a hooker off back page?
I'm just hearing about this back page thing right now.
Oh, you never heard about back page before? It's
no.
Like Craigslist, but like exclusively a sexual encounter website.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
Can't believe you've never heard of it before.
Yeah, no.
It's pretty lit, dude. Used to go on there all the time, and like girls would show up, and I'd be like, "You have a penis," and they'd be like, "Yeah, so what?" And I'd be like,
Nice muskrat.
I'm like, but good point. Let's get down to business.
Yeah. I got $20 here. Take it or leave it.
I have no friends, so I would get hookers on Backpage to come hang out with me and play Yahtzee.
You'd roll a Yahtzee every time, and then she would have to...
They'd be like they do one roll, and you'd be like, you're still going to pay me $100, right? And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Let's get this over with.
All right, well, the Penguin wins. You know how to catch us on social media. This podcast has gone on 50 minutes, and as far as I'm concerned, that's 50 minutes too long.
Shit. Yeah, we're going to do something cool. I think we might do mythological creatures next week.
Yeah, we could go that route. Yeah, absolutely. I'm down with that.
Shout out to Zeus.
Actually, you know what? Let's put that one on hold. That's something that I think is neat. But I think right now we should pick each other's animals for next week.
Ooh, did I recommend that to you guys? Because I wanted to.
Yeah. Nah, dude, I said it. I'm smart. I can't have ideas.
I mentioned
bitches,
that.
Dude.
I thought about
dude,
that 2 weeks ago.
It was Keith's
and
idea.
And
I
didn't tell anyone.
Well, the it's on record is me saying it now. Everyone's going to hear me doing
it's
it live.
Bullshit.
Yeah, but I'm
it's
witness.
Not bullshit.
I witnessed it. I'm a witness.
I'm witness it, dog. I'm witness it.
I'm going to delete that part of my recording.
Fuck you. I'm smarter than both of you. You can't prove me wrong. I had the idea I said just now. I think it was a cool idea. I could let you pick whose animal you're going to pick if you want. We're doing it right now, live.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Wait, no, we're picking the animals live or picking whose animal live?
No, we're picking the animals that we're doing next week live. We're picking them for another person. So
okay.
I said, you can go first. I'm giving you the – we have to do it in a triangle formation. So you can pick who you're doing, and then you can pick their animal. So whose animal are you picking?
Okay, I'm going to pick I'm going to pick Alex's animal.
Okay, so I have to pick Matthew's, and he has to pick yours.
Yes.
Okay.
And I have to pick your animal right now.
Yes, you do.
Oh, man. Okay, let me think about it. Okay, you're doing the armadillo.
Oh, cool. You give me a good one, dude.
I'm thinking.
Okay. No, you have to think faster. Just make a snap decision. Make a snap decision.
All the ones I come up with, we've already... Flamingo. How about a flamingo, Keith?
Oh, Keith is doing the flamingo?
I'm down with the flamingo. Lock it in.
All right. Matthew, you're doing the wolf.
No!
I guess I'm going to win the battle royale.
I'm kidding. You're not doing the wolf, dude.
You can't.
That was a special little joke. Damn. I guess damn, this is tough.
Oh yeah, it is tough, huh? Make a snap decision, Alex. Make a snap decision.
Yeah, well I'm the leader. I can do what I want.
Keith, you believe this?
Unbelievable.
Let's fire him.
You're gonna do the Angora rabbit.
The Angora rabbit. Oh boy.
Oh, you know, I do the goblin shark. I like that one. We'll do the
goblin shark.
Goblin shark? Yeah.
I'll do
it. And I have a fact check.
Oh, okay. Let's hear it.
I forgot to do it. Okay. Mm-hmm. The bird with the most feathers is actually not the penguin. It is the whistling swan Cygnus columbianus.
Holy shit, dude.
Yep.
Can you call yourself a hornithor, Alex?
Ornithologist?
No, you said that. You said the thing about them having the most feathers.
No, yeah. I said the thing about them having the most feathers.
Who did?
I did.
Oh.
And I fact checked myself.
Shit.
Yeah, Matt said it, I think, and then he got his ass busted.
I didn't say
You know
it.
What? I'm going to reverse that. Yeah, Matt, you did say it.
You did
I
say
agreed
it,
with you.
You're dumb as shit, Matt. I can't believe you said that dumb ass shit about your own animal.
We all agreed with this. I don't know what's going on.
No, we didn't. Okay. Keith, final words for the crew, the cast and crew.
Final words is we need to stop the illegal muskrat fur trade.
Do you have a hashtag for that?
What is it going
to be? Boner police.
Boner police, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag boner police.
Yep.
Matthew?
Goblin shark.
That's it?
Yeah, that's all I got.
Okay, I'd like to thank the Academy. I'd like
what
to thank
hell?
Our
what
producer, Jane Goodall. You know, I'd like to, I just like people I'd like to thank at the end of the show. I'd like to thank LaShonda from Backpage.
Does he get to do this?
And sure he no, does.
This is my sign off. I'm thanking our producer, the people who helped make the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to thank the demon that tries to possess me. Ain't never gonna do it, bitch.
Oh. I got fortitude, bro.
Okay, everyone say bye on three. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. It won't let me stop it.